This month, we'll see four new Nokia phones arrive in Australia from HMD Global. And on the line to talk us through the new lineup is Mark Trundle, HMD Global Manager for Australia and New Zealand. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Andy. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Now, Mark, I understand your history with Nokia phones goes way back, quite a few years. So you must be excited to see that the Nokia brand sort of reignited through HMD Global now then.
Absolutely, Andy. Hey, I've a huge brand affinity for the Nokia brand, and I've been with the business for quite some time. I think the most exciting piece for ourselves is how the brand has evolved over all of these years. We've really grown in terms of our positioning of our products in the market. We had a fantastic launch last year in the back half of a new range of devices. But most importantly, we've an evolution of the Nokia-Android partnership, and that's really something that we've built on since we've introduced the products last year.
Yeah, certainly Nokia's had some legendary devices, reliable, rugged, and now I guess with these new devices, how is Nokia being received in markets since HMD Global started developing the new Nokia devices?
The response that we've had from our media partners and our consumers has really been overwhelming. I think all of those brand values that people remember Nokia for fondly, the likes of long battery life, durability, simplicity and easy to use, we've tried building on those for our new wave of Android smartphones, ensuring that we're bringing through a very strong design ethos across all of our range. We're only using the most premium quality materials through our entire range also. And importantly, just ensuring that we're standing out from the crowd in terms of our approach to the Google Android software. We offer pure, secure and up-to-date Android across all of our devices.
Let's talk through some of these latest offerings. I think it's great you haven't just gone all in with just a premium handset. There are plenty of those in the market. It's a very competitive space, I understand. But perhaps you've stayed true to the Nokia brand and you have, some of the more entry-level phones, such as the Nokia One, which will be priced at just $149. Tell us more about the Nokia One.
This device really is a breakthrough in accessible technology. It's running a latest and lighter Android software version. But more importantly, it's just delivering all of those features you'd expect from a quality smartphone. And as well as that, it's a refreshingly familiar design for all of our Nokia fans.
Now, in terms of cost, not too many steps up. At around the $400 mark is the Nokia 6, also coming out the same day as the Nokia 1. Still quite an impressive-looking phone. Again, great battery life, as you said, which is something that's been with Nokia for a long time. What else can you tell us about the Nokia 6?
Nokia 6 builds on the success of its predecessor. We've had a very, very positive response from Australian consumers when we launched the first Nokia 6 last year, but now we're packing even more power and performance into this new device. It's got great new features, fast charging battery, and a 16-megapixel Zeiss optics imagery. And more importantly, it's compact and durable, so it'll last with you.
Now, the next two phones you've got launching a little bit later, as I mentioned, the premium end of the market is quite a competitive space, and you'd understand that. You've got the Nokia 7 Plus and the Nokia 8 Sirocco coming in stores from May 17. Again, from what I see here, more powerful devices than the previous two, and I guess in the premium price range, as I was saying. What are the standout features of those two devices?
The Nokia 7 Plus, it's flagship performance without the price tag. And we're bringing together, a beautifully crafted design with a ceramic feel on the back. It's a big, bright 6-inch screen, but more importantly, it's perfect to use and still in one hand. It's got a full HD Plus display, but really for me, the standout feature is a 2-day battery life. So it lasts with you the full weekend.
And certainly battery life or longer battery life is something that's become more and more in demand by consumers, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And we're building on that with our partnership with Google on the Android One software. We're removing all clutter, no bloatware on devices, so you have the software as Google intended. In addition to that, of course, is the Nokia 8 Sirocco. And this really is, building on the design heritage of Nokia of the past. When you think of the Sirocco brand, you really think of the Nokia flagship experience. It's elegant, it's compact, it comes with a 95% glass edge-to-edge screen. And we're really advancing the technologies in this device. We've overhauled the camera, bringing together 2x optical zoom, and it's also got wireless charging for fast charging for our users. So the Nokia 7 Plus and the Nokia 8 Sirocco really are phones you can rely on.
And I talk about these being more premium handsets. Even with the Nokia 8 Sirocco priced at, I think it's just somewhere between $1,100 and $1,200 there, in terms of the premium space, that's actually still a really good price, considering I could be spending $1,400, $1,500, $1,600 in that same category, right?
Absolutely. We're giving value to Australian consumers. without the price tag of actually buying themselves a flagship device.
Okay, now without wanting to push all of those products aside, can we expect more from Nokia later this year, or is that your sort of your main lineup so far?
Hey, I can't talk about the future. Really excited today to be able to announce the four Nokia new devices in our Android smartphone range.
All right, fair enough. Mark, thanks again for your time on Tech Daily.
Thank you, Andy, for your time.